What does it really mean to lament? How do we even process the weight of this moment in prayer? As Holy Week continues and we look toward the celebration of Easter, we must first enter the pain of waiting. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer for Tuesday, April 7th. I pray you're doing well. I pray your Holy Week is off to a good start. But I want to jump right in, and today I want to try something maybe a little bit different that we may try out a few times this week. I want to introduce you or reintroduce you to a spiritual practice that, again, may be different for some of you, but I think it's worth our time. But before we really dive into the details of that, I wanted to continue a little bit of the conversation we started yesterday with talking about Holy Week and the way that Holy Week enters into the human experience. You know, as we leave Palm Sunday and look towards Easter this weekend, I always find myself having to resist the urge to jump straight to celebrating resurrection. I mean, obviously, resurrection is worthy of our fullest celebration, but you know, sometimes in our excitement for resurrection, we forget that we can't get there without immersing ourselves in the pain of Holy Week. You know, and so yesterday we briefly explored how Palm Sunday enters into our disappointments and our frustrations and our disillusions, that often God is different than the way we've constructed him in our minds. And sometimes those expectations we place on God, as God gives us what we need, not what we want, can well up in us some pain, some frustration. And the reality is there's also external pressures and circumstances that can enter into our life that cause us to question and to doubt and to experience that sort of pain. And again, I think most of us are feeling that maybe a little more acutely with this COVID-19 pandemic. And maybe even if it isn't that, I mean, again, life is just difficult sometimes. And we experience this sort of pain often. You know, if you've been listening to the news this week, you've been hearing these new projections that are coming out in regards to how widespread the pandemic will be. And again, you know, I sensed just this weight of the moment that came over me. You know, for all of the excitement and the hope that comes with Easter, and believe me, we'll get there. That, you know, in the liturgical calendar, the church gives 50 days to celebrate Easter, so we'll have plenty of time to celebrate resurrection. But you know, before we get there, there's Lent. It's a season of entering into the brokenness of ourselves and the brokenness of the world. You know, before Easter, there's Good Friday. There's hurt. There's pain. There's disillusion. And I think again, so frequently we can be addicted to celebration and comfort and excitement. That sometimes when these moments hit us, these pandemic-type moments, we don't know what to do with our emotions before God because we're not used to entering them. And so what I want to do is enter that because, you know, one of the gifts of Scripture and the church tradition, particularly the Psalms, is this gift of lament. And, you know, lament is the process of entering into grief and crying out from there for help. I mean, the Psalms are just littered with laments, with kind of raw emotion and honesty before God. Because again, most of us, we've grown so uncomfortable with lament because we're just wired to not have that. I mean, our whole world kind of cultures us towards feeling good about ourselves. And so we have a hard time entering into that grief, entering into that pain. But the gospel is not a sanitized gospel. It's one that understands the mess and willingly enters into it. And you know, author Soo-Chung Ra writes this about lament. He says, "To only have a theology of celebration at the cost of a theology of suffering is incomplete. The intersection of the threads provides the opportunity to engage in the fullness of the gospel message. Lament and praise must go hand in hand." So what I want to do today is I want us to enter into that lament. Because again, I think so many of us are feeling the pain of this moment. And to skip straight to Easter, I think it would be remiss of us to not enter into the darker sides of our moment. To not enter into maybe the frustrations and the hurts that we're experiencing and the questions and the doubts. And so I want to do this through lament. But I want to do it maybe again and introduce a practice that might be a little different or maybe newer to you. But I want to enter into lament through the practice of Lectio Divina. And Lectio Divina, kind of simply, is just a contemplative way of reading scripture that has been, you know, happening within church traditions for hundreds and hundreds of years. And I want to make sure we know that Lectio Divina is not study, it's not exegesis, it's not analysis of the text. It's something entirely different, which, of course, there's places, predominant places for study and exegesis, really, really important. But Lectio Divina is a way in which we just prayerfully enter into the scriptures to just see how God may be meeting us in the text. So if you're unfamiliar with this, it's a pretty simple practice. I'll read the text slowly about four times, each time kind of prompting you with particular questions about where you may be at and what you want to listen to. And so we're going to use Psalm 13. Psalm 13 is a lament text, and so it provides us the opportunity to enter lament through this practice. So let's begin. And so as you begin, I want you again just to slow yourself down. I want you to prepare yourself to enter into a posture of prayer. So again, maybe it means putting your feet firmly on the ground. Maybe it means just listening to the cadence of your breath. But calm your body and calm your mind before God. Just take a moment to take a few deep breaths. Now I just invite you to welcome the Holy Spirit. Ask the Spirit to guide your thinking, to guide your reading. So for this first part, I'm going to read the text. I just want you to allow the text, the psalm, to just kind of wash over you. Psalm 13. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Going to read the psalm a second time, and this time, as I read these words, I just want you to allow your mind and your heart to resonate with maybe a particular word or a phrase. And as your mind or your heart drifts towards a word or a phrase, just hold that word. Don't think too much of it, don't analyze it, but just kind of consider and hold that word before you and God. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. As you continue to sit with the text and with the Spirit, I'm going to read it a third time. And this time, as that word or that phrase that stood out to you before continues to just resonate with you, I want you to begin to think, why is it that the Spirit highlighted this phrase? Is there something that God is asking me to do? Is there some sort of emotion that he's tapping into? Is there something that the Spirit is trying to lead us into? So again, as I read, maybe it's the same word or phrase that comes to mind, maybe it's a different one, but begin to ask the Spirit, what is it about this particular word or this phrase that you're highlighting in my own life? How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Again, just take a moment and consider why that particular word or phrase came to mind. As I read the text one final time, again, I invite you now just to talk to God about your experience in this particular text. Is there a heaviness that you're experiencing? Is there a phrase that you feel is crying out from your own heart? But just spend a moment now reflecting back to God what it is that's going on beneath the surface for you. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer me, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. And my heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Maybe in these final moments, just pause, sit in God's presence before running from the moment. And maybe you want to express, maybe it's gratitude, maybe it's fear, maybe it's doubt. But allow yourself to feel what the Holy Spirit may have been doing within you. And just bring those things before God. Church, God is a God who's okay with lament. He's okay with your questions. He's okay with the confusion of the moment. And so may we bring those before our God. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.